This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Pradeep Paurel urges government to make public the report submitted by the Kargil-led commission regarding Zenzi movement. 76th World Meteorological Day being observed worldwide today, highlighting the crucial role of weather, climate and water monitoring. Traffic police takes action against 175 drivers of various ride-sharing apps for traffic violation. And US President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer agree that reopening the Strait of Hormuz is essential to resume global shipping. Now the news in detail. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Pradeep Paurel has urged the government to make public the report submitted by the Kargil-led commission on the inquiry relating to the Zenzi movement of last September. Taking to social media today, General Secretary Paurel demanded that the government to release the report prepared by the commission. The interim government under Prime Minister Sushila Karki had formed an investigation commission to probe the incidents occurred during the Zenzi uprising of September. He said it is unfortunate that the report is still undisclosed and keeping the report in dark has raised suspicions. Paurel also reminded that the Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress that convened last Sunday had decided to formally urge the government to make public the report. The 76th World Meteorological Day is being observed worldwide today, highlighting the crucial role of weather, climate and water monitoring. The theme for this year, that is the theme for 2026, Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow, underscores the importance of real-time data and forecasting in safeguarding communities against natural hazards. The day celebrates the vital contributions of National Meteorological and Hydrological Services to public safety and well-being. In Nepal, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has been organizing awareness-raising programs on weather forecasting, climate change risk, and disaster preparedness today. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, highlighted that its global observation and prediction systems are the backbone of economies and central to early warning mechanisms that have saved millions of lives. World Meteorological Day recognizes the efforts of the World Meteorological Organization community in observing the Earth today to protect communities and build resilience for the future. The expansion of the six-lane expressway from Surebinayak in Bhaktapur district to Dhulikhel in Kabre has gained nearly 67% of the physical progress. According to the project official, the project that started 3 years ago is expected to complete in the given deadline of mid-December 2026. The 16-kilometer stretch of the Arniko Highway is being expanded into six lanes in two packages. The first section from Surebinayak to Sangha has achieved as much as 65% completion, and the route from Sangha to Dhulikhel has lagged a little bit and has recorded 55% progress. The construction works along the Sangha to Dhulikhel section has now advanced smoothly, though it was stalled for some period citing some local issues. Traffic police has taken action against 175 drivers associated with various ride-sharing services under the special checking campaign. The traffic police launched the campaign in the wake of a rising traffic congestion and unruly driving. The Valley Traffic Police Office informed that it conducted special checks specially in busy roads. As the drivers of the ride-hailing services were found violating traffic rule, they were punished according to the Superintendent of Police, Naresh Raj Suvedi. Many drivers did not care about speed limit, conducted service illegally, running vehicles without operating online platform, had random pick and drop, ignored technical maintenance of vehicles, and even drove without bearing necessary documents like the bill book and license. Random parking like at busy road intersections, hospitals and school area, was also found during the checking. Even the companies running such ride-sharing apps have been urged to strictly monitor their riders. Pathau, InDrive and Yango are some of the popular ride-hailing services in Nepal. Both two-wheelers and taxis are providing services being aligned with these companies. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer have agreed that reopening the Strait of Hormuz is essential to resume global shipping during a meeting on Sunday. The meeting, which came on the day Trump shared a satirical clip about the British Prime Minister, lasted 20 minutes and was said to be constructive. On Saturday night, Trump gave Iran a 48-hour deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or he said the U.S. would completely destroy Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. The chief of the staff of the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Eyal Zamir, has indicated that Israel is preparing for an expanded military campaign along its northern border as its confrontation with Iran deepens. Towns in northern Israel have been struck with missiles fired by Hezbollah. During a visit to a small town in northern Israel, Metula, which is near the Lebanese border, Zamir said Israeli forces are operating under a structured military plan and emphasized that operations would continue until long-term security is ensured for communities in the north. He signaled a shift away from the short-term cycles of escalation, stressing the need to push threats away from Israel's borders. His remarks come amid confirmed reports that Israel has carried out strikes inside Iran, while Iran has responded with missile and drone attacks targeting Israeli territory, marking one of the most direct confrontations between the two sides in recent years. The situation along Israel's northern frontier has also intensified with rising tensions involving Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli forces are reportedly preparing for broader operations in the area, raising concerns of multi-front conflict. Meanwhile, four ambulances belonging to a Jewish community service has been set on fire in northern London. The attacks are being treated as anti-Semitic hate crime, the Metropolitan Police has said. Health Secretary Wes Stirling said it was a sickening attack on Jewish ambulances and that they must stand together against anti-Semitic hatred. The fire brigade said multiple cylinders in the vehicles exploded and caused windows to break in nearby flats. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will see partly cloudy weather. There is also possibility of light rain and snowfall in thunder and lightning at a few places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Sudut Paschim province and Karnali province, as well as a few locations in other hilly and Himalayan regions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Pradeep Paudel urges government to make public the report submitted by the Karki-led commission regarding Zensi movement. 76th World Meteorological Day being observed worldwide today, highlighting the crucial role of weather, climate and water monitoring. Traffic police takes action against 175 drivers of various ride-sharing apps for traffic violation. And U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer agree that reopening the Strait of Hormuz is essential to resume global shipping. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.